You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Obviously, I guess a mixture of excitement and relief and appreciation. The fact that the arts are so revered and respected in this country, and that some resources, you know, a significant amount of resources being put into that area. I mean, as we all know, the effect on the arts and music in particular, and sort of my area of particular interest, has been pretty catastrophic over the last 2 or 3 months. So there's been a lot of hardship and some real pressure on the arts. So it was really wonderful to see that announcement come through.
Why is it important to have support from the government at this time, particularly after the pandemic slowing everything down?
The support is, I mean, the arts in New Zealand generally need some kind of public support or public funding as it is, because we have such a small market. You know, 5 million people plus tourists when they're allowed in. It is not a huge market size for, to have everything in the arts fully commercially funded. So the arts has always been enjoyed a reasonable amount of public funding in this country, but the impact of the COVID restrictions, obviously the closing of borders, so less tourists and less activity in the arts in that sector, but most importantly that live music stopping as suddenly as it did in March had a massive impact. And I know that it impacted arts across the board in terms of no public performances. But I think, you know, as you realise, with musicians in particular, those with new releases to tour, or just a tour that they were doing regardless, or live music, or even recording in studio, which couldn't happen for a while as well. So it kind of put a massive handbrake on everything in the music world for that, especially that lockdown period.
I understand that New Zealand On Air has just announced where that funding will be going, or at least some of it. Could you please explain that?
Yeah, totally. So New Zealand On Air, 7.1 million of that overall arts recovery package has been allocated to New Zealand On Air music work that we do. And we have, that's over the next 2 years. So our financial year runs from July to June, so the next one kicks in from July this year. So over the next 2 years, we're going to be allocating that additional funding. And the great news is that almost doubling NZ On Air's music budget over the next 2 years, which is amazing. So what we can announce, or what we have announced today, is a significant increase to our two sort of core music funding schemes. One is called New Music Project, and one is called New Music Single. And basically, over the last few years, we've been spending $1 million on each across the year through 5 funding rounds for each. Next year, we'll be doing 5 funding rounds for each. We'll be able to double that budget overall. So the changes that we've just announced is that for New Music Single, we are increasing individual grants from $8,000 to $10,000 per grant. So that grant can cover things like recording costs, video content creation, and sort of promotions costs as well. Incorporated in that $10,000 grant is a 10% or $1,000 artist creation fee, and that's the first time that we've actually allocated fees for the artists in NZ On Air funding history. So that comes into effect from the next funding round, which closes on the 25th of June. So that's the significant change there, and with the additional funding, that budget going from $1 million to $2 million means we'll be able to do not quite twice as many, because we are increasing the individual grants, but we'll be almost doubling the amount of singles that we'll be able to support with funding over the next year. And then the other change is to New Music Project, which is our more multi-single collection, sort of like EPs and album support, etc., or multi-single campaigns. The maximum grant for that was $30,000. That's been increased to $40,000, which again includes a 10% artist creation fee. And we've also, there's a co-investment principle with project funding, and you have to partner with a third-party New Zealand music company to assist with that project, but the co-investment reduces from 40% to 20%. So that's just been announced today, and that's sort of the first specific announcement that we're making about that additional funding, and we'll be making some more announcements over the coming weeks about around the rest of the allocation.
Have you had any, I know it's been announced today, but have you had any response from creators and artists about the new allocation of the funding?
It hasn't been out long enough for me to see any responses yet, but I have talked to some industry representatives, and the reaction's been very favourable and positive. I mean, there is no secret that being a musician in New Zealand is not a cash cow. It's really hard work, and for most, it's a labour of love. You know, again, small market. There's only so much touring revenue you can make. There's only, you know, with the streaming ecology or an economy, there's not that much, you know, unless you have a massive global hit in the streaming services, it's pretty hard to make a lot of money out of the streaming, you know, streaming side of things. So it's tricky. So, you know, lots of support where we can. You know, we can't support everybody, because we're still limited funds and we have almost unlimited demand, and we can't do everything, but for our part of the ecosystem, which is supporting content creation, we hope this will help. We think this will help.
This funding is allocated for this year. Do you think going forward, having had this money this time round, it'll be harder next time round, potentially not having as much support?
What we're doing is announcing just the next year of funding, because obviously we want to sort of keep monitoring the results, et cetera, before we finalise the funding for 21-22. But as I said at the start, that funding increase that we've got sits across 2 years. So we know we will have boosted funding for the next 2 years. What happens after that? I don't know. Look, obviously my ideal would be that everything is so amazingly successful that we can put in a really strong bid for a continued increase, but that remains to be seen. It's really hard this year of all years to anticipate what's going to happen in the future, because it's been such a crazy old time.
Now, I don't know whether you will know a whole lot about this, but obviously because the borders are still closed and could perhaps stay closed for quite some time, do you think New Zealand festivals, if they continue to run, would be an important place for New Zealand artists and musicians to get out there and be able to have their time in the spotlight, potentially more than they would have in the past?
Absolutely, 100%. And I think it's actually really exciting. I think this is going to be a golden summer for New Zealand music. I've heard various people sort of using that term, and the fact that we've come down to this level of COVID-related restrictions so quickly, and hopefully we can keep it this way, means that we could, you know, the festival season could be as per normal. And I think people's desire to go to festivals, to catch up with friends, to see bands and artists that they love, but also discover new ones, I don't think that's going to fade just because there's no internationals on the bill. I think all of those festivals, I've heard, you know, from what I know, the demand is definitely there. There's no indication that the demand won't be there, and I think it's going to be a really busy summer for New Zealand music, and I think that's a great silver lining out of this really, really hard situation.
Absolutely. Do you have any final points to add?
I just wanted to point out that we will just remind people that even though we've only sort of announced sort of 2 million out of our 7 million expenditure over the next couple of years and the new music project and single announcement today, we will have some more details in the next few weeks. So we're looking at things like increasing our investment in children's music, which we started doing 2 or 3 years ago. Our focus rounds for Pacifica music, we're going to be doing a joint venture with Te Maunga Pāho around music incorporating te reo. So there'll be more details on that. There's going to be a new sort of development area of the work that we do. And there'll be a few other things as well that we'll be announcing. So those will all roll out in the next few weeks. But look, it's an amazing opportunity for us to really be able to put some more investment into some really great artists across a variety of genre and audience types, and we're just really excited to get going.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.